Hello again. Thank you so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 149, verses 5 through 9. Psalm 149, verses 5 through 9. It says, "Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all his godly ones. Praise the Lord." Now, we must look closely at these verses and understand that the timing of the fulfillment of these verses is speaking of the end of the tribulation period into the millennial kingdom. Let me say this to you again. The timing of these verses is talking about the end of the tribulation period into the millennial kingdom. That's why it says to execute on them the judgment written. Remember, vengeance is God, and we're to wait for God's timing. We see here in these verses that the godly exult in glory, let them sing for joy in on their beds, let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nation and punishments on the peoples, to execute on them the judgment written. Remember, we're in the time of the Lord's favor. We're in the year of the Lord's favor, the time period of God's grace. He's offering salvation. That time period is going to come to a close. There's going to be a tribulation period, 7 years that are still left in Daniel's prophecy of the 70 sevens, where God is going to judge Israel and purify Israel and all of the nations. That's when God is going to bring his judgment, his vengeance. Jesus is going to come back, defeat his enemies, set up his kingdom on the earth. Listen to Jeremiah chapter 30. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 1 through 11, and then 16 through 20. It says, "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, write in a book all the words that I've spoken to you. For behold, days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will restore the fortunes of my people Israel and Judah, says the Lord, and I will bring them back to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall take possession of it. These are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and Judah. Thus says the Lord, we have heard a cry of panic, of terror, and no peace. Ask now and see, can a man bear a child? Why then do I see every man with his hands on his stomach like a woman in labor? Why has every face turned pale? Alas, that day is so great, there is none like it. It is a time of distress for Jacob, yet he shall be saved out of it. And it shall come to pass in that day, declares the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke off your neck, and I'll burst your bonds, and foreigners shall no more make a servant of him, but they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, whom I will raise up for them. Then fear not, O Jacob, my servant, declares the Lord, nor be dismayed, O Israel, for behold, I will save you from far away, and your offspring from the land of their captivity. Jacob shall return and have quiet and ease, and none shall make him afraid, for I am with you to save you, declares the Lord. I will make a full end of all the nations among whom I scattered you, but of you I will not make a full end. I will discipline you in just measure, and I will by no means leave you unpunished." Verse 16, "Therefore all who devour you shall be devoured, and all your foes, every one of them, shall go into captivity. Those who plunder you shall be plundered, and all who prey on you I'll make a prey. For I'll restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. Because they have called you an outcast, it is Zion for whom no one cares. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will restore the fortunes of the tents of Jacob and have compassion on his dwellings. The city shall be rebuilt on its mound, and the palace shall stand where it used to be. Out of them shall come songs of thanksgiving and the voices of those who celebrate. I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I'll make them honored, and they shall not be small. Their children shall be as they were of old, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all who oppress them." There's many other prophecies in the Old Testament of the last days in which Jesus comes and sets up his kingdom, restores the fortunes of Judah and Israel, and defeats the enemies of Israel. When Peter was preaching in Acts chapter 3, he said that Jesus has gone to heaven until the time for restoring all the things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets long ago. These verses and this passage we get our challenge from today in Psalm 149 is talking about those days. Be praying for the return of Jesus and waiting for him to bring vengeance on his enemies. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.